Welcome, welcome, and thank you for joining me for this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. What I would like to talk about today, well, first of all, at the end of this, please hang around because I have a special announcement, a special offer that I would like to offer to all the listeners of this podcast. So hang around to the end and I'll have that something special there for you. So this episode, I want to talk about carrying around rocks. Back in the day, R&B singer Erykah Badu had a song out called Bag Lady. It's very popular, and I think the song was directed mainly towards women, but this concept is also applicable to anyone. Because we are human, it is impossible for us to go through life without carrying some sort of emotional or psychological baggage. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about some tips on how you can kind of let that stuff go. Letting that stuff go will allow you to step into the person that you are supposed to be. It'll allow you to step into your greatness. If you've listened to this podcast before, you also know that I believe that each and every person has something special in them. Whether they've realized it or not, that's the issue. And that's what I would like to help people do. Realize their greatness, realize that they are special, and realize that they do have meaning in this world. So, I heard one time somebody said, sometimes the past should be abandoned. Yes, life is a journey and you can't carry everything with you. Only the usable baggage. So what does that mean? If you've tried to do something before and you failed, and you kind of saw that as a failure, and you said to yourself, I'm not going to do that anymore. That's not for me. Or I wasn't meant to have that. Well, I can tell you, if you continue to tell yourself that, but it's not true, you'll have this feeling in your soul. It'll kind of be like a weight. You might not even know that you're carrying it around. It'll be something that you subconsciously do, actions that you might subconsciously take part in, and that'll keep you from becoming the person that you're supposed to do, that you're supposed to be. You might have a fear of letting go. Maybe you feel that the way that you think is protecting you from any future disappointments or future mistakes or future pains. A lot of the times that's not true. A lot of the times we have a fear of new things or doing something new. And if you've ever heard that old saying before, fear is just false evidence appearing real. Even if you've done something before and failed at it, that is not the end. That is not your ending. How many times did they say Thomas Edison tried to come up with the incandescent light bulb? They say 10,000 or 1,000. And the line always says, wait, Edison says he never failed at that. He just found 9,999 ways not to make the light bulb. Failure is not final. So let me use myself as an example. So when I was a little kid, my father was not the cuddliest person. He communicated more critical, I'll say, than I would have probably have liked to. I mean, he did what he did. He did what he had to do. He was a father. He supported us. And I'm grateful for that. But growing up as an adult, I found it hard to express myself a lot of times. I'm kind of past that now. I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve a lot of times now. But that's probably due to, in part, how my father was. He wasn't very affectionate, I'll say that. He wasn't the type to impart a whole bunch of wisdom and knowledge, which, again, might be why I do this podcast, because I figure I've been through some things and I have some knowledge, I have some wisdom. Somebody needs to hear it. But anyway, aside from that, so that's one of those things I've kind of related my entire life to, witnessing how my father was and trying my best to be like the opposite of that. That is definitely a version of baggage. Definitely a version of psychological baggage. And then a lot of times what we do, and our not realizing what we are doing, we don't think we're doing anything that is detrimental to us. It might take somebody calling us out on our stuff for us to realize, hey, this isn't good for me. This really isn't working for me. Even though I feel like it's been working, sometimes we're like pigs in slop. We like all of the crap that's around us, and somebody to try to take us out of it, we'll scream and kick and cry and squeal and try and run away, and we'll just be content in our own crap. That was probably a horrible sounding metaphor, but that's kind of how it is. A lot of people live their life on, this is who I am. Why should I change? It's a very good reason why you should change. Especially if you're looking to take your life to the next level, if you're looking to do something different with your life. Especially. Because if you keep on doing what you've been doing, this situation is never going to change. Nothing's going to happen. You're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again and questioning why life is conspiring against you. Why the system will only let me go so far. That's not a system. It's how you think. It's how you perceive the world. It's how you interact with people. You could be the only person that's shooting yourself in the foot. A lot of people like to believe in these conspiracy theories, or they believe in the Illuminati, whatever people want to believe in. But people use that as a justification for why they won't expand themselves or stretch or try new things. A lot of times it's probably because people have been hurt in the past by attempting to stretch, by attempting to try new things. I remember when I was first confronted with the way that I was withholding emotions, that was terrifying. And I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing. But I wasn't a person that was willing to share anything. I tried to keep everything all bottled up. And I had to realize that's what my father did. And I'm walking in his same footsteps. So, and it's not a bad thing that you have baggage. Emotional baggage or psychological baggage. We all have baggage. The problem comes when that defines you. When that's your identity. And then especially in cases where people, they don't know who they would be without that baggage. If that baggage defines you and you're fearful of letting it go because you're like, hey, well, who am I without this mess? That's when it can be hurtful. That's when it'll keep you in a particular area. You won't be able to grow. You won't be able to move forward with your life. You won't be able to become your greatest self. And as I've said before, I believe every person on this planet has something special. Everybody on this planet is great. The trick is to find out what that is and unleash it on the world so we can all benefit. Because we need you. We need your skills. We need your smarts. We need your wisdom. We need your painting, your song, your medical expertise, whatever. Everybody has something that they were put on this planet to do. But you're not going to find that out if you keep hanging on to that old stuff that's keeping you back. So yeah, we all have baggage. We have to have baggage. That's how we survive. That's how we were hardwired to survive. But don't let it define you. Here's a couple of tips on how not to allow it define you. And this is work. This isn't something that I'm talking about is going to take a half an hour or a day or a week or maybe even a year. It's going to be some daily exercises that you're going to have to do. And yes, it is work. And yes, you're going to feel silly when you first start out and doing it. And yes, you're going to feel some resistance at first. But if you keep doing it daily, you'll get the hang of it. And you'll learn how to let that stuff go, or some stuff go. And you'll learn to take your life to the next level. You can move on to the next step or wherever you're supposed to go. So, first, You're gonna have to confront your thoughts or your beliefs or your behaviors that weigh you down. Best way to do this is to get a pen and a notebook, a journal almost, and you have to document. It may seem silly, but yeah, that's the first step. Get your piece of paper or get your notebook, get your pen, find you a quiet place, spend about 30 to 45 minutes or something, think about what's been holding you back. Think about it, and it could be even positive. It doesn't matter. Just take that time. Don't judge what you think of. Don't judge what comes up. Just write it down. This step here is all about getting those ideas down on paper. So if you're a stubborn person, or if you don't like to talk, you like to keep your feelings guarded, or if you're not a friendly person around other people, and you can even take that, something like that, a step forward to write, like, where'd that come from? But I'm getting ahead of myself. So you have to have an honest list of your thoughts and beliefs and your behaviors first. Second, you're going to reflect on each of those and try and identify the source. So if you're a person that's guarded or closed off, yeah, that's fine. Acknowledge that. Write that down. Let that be one of your items on your list. But then go back and find and try and think of why. Try and think of maybe the time that started to be maybe an issue for you. Maybe it has something to do with a related trauma from somebody, a family member, I guess in my case would be. Or maybe a colleague, or maybe, I don't know. It could be anything. The important part is to try and take yourself back in time and see where you picked up, wherever that baggage might have come from. It could be a fear of intimacy because maybe a partner cheated on you years ago. Or maybe you're not too keen on the holidays because maybe you have family members that drink too much. Think about those memories, and don't turn it into like a whole hour's worth of wallowing in your own self-pity. Just acknowledge them, write that down also, and then move on. The next step, that's something that's going to be hard for a lot of people. Try and find at least one positive in each of those situations. Trying to be the person that can find the silver lining in whatever situation that you've written down. So say, for instance, and this is really personal suddenly, the way that my father spoke sometimes, it caused me to kind of really be, well, first of all, at first I didn't want to say anything because I realized how powerful words are. Like that old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. That's not true. Words carry power. Life and death is in the tongue. Whew. So, I had to take a look at why I was so guarded, why I didn't share too much, because I knew maybe what I say could be taken the wrong way and I could really damage somebody with some of the stuff that came into my mind that I wanted to say to people. That's a real thing. Something I had to face, I had to come to grips with that. That part, this step is really actually freeing. Identifying where the behavior comes from, and then going back and looking exactly, if you can narrow down the time frame to maybe one incident where it happened, and you say, man, that's where I got that from. That's where this mess came from. That's actually very freeing, that part by itself. So, after you've looked for the silver lining in the dark cloud that you have, because once I realized that words have power, I started to learn how to speak more positive tones. I learned to stop criticizing other people so much. Because it's really easy to see somebody doing something that you don't agree with and just say, that person's stupid. Because that was me. That was my favorite line. This person's stupid. This company's stupid. Women were stupid. Because I couldn't get a girlfriend. I had to look at that and say, hold on a second. Those words are powerful and I need to stop that. That was my silver lining. Just realizing how powerful that words that I say to other people could be. That taught me in itself how to learn how to speak with more kindness, learn how to think before I actually open my mouth. That's the third big step. Looking for the good in your past. That'll help you reclaim your power. You aren't going to be a victim anymore after this step. You can decide what you take from that experience and you can rewrite the negative talk that you've been saying in your head for all these years or for however long it's been. So, after you find the positive in whatever hurtful situation or experience, you can, the next step, create affirmations to bring about change and counteract your negative thoughts. And see, I don't know if you realize, but we all have a tape that's kind of playing over and over in our head. Sometimes this tape is given to us from family members or from parents. Sometimes this tape is given to us by experiences. You have the power to rewrite that tape. You can create positive affirmations for yourself. This is probably the step that's going to feel the most strange to people. This is one of those things where you actually have to get by yourself and speak out loud. Take those positive steps, the positive that you've gotten from your hurtful experiences, and you can speak out loud. For example, in my case, it was, I will speak with love. Or, I will treat people with more kindness. When you say something like, I will, that's the power of future. That's putting that power of the future into what you're affirming. And it also puts the positive or puts the emphasis on what your behavior will be. When you say, I will, speak with love or speak with kindness or treat people with kindness. That's the affirmation. That's when you realize the things that you've been doing that might have been bogging you down. And you start to play another tape in your head. You can say something different that will definitely impact your future. And then you can write those positive affirmations down, stick them up on your refrigerator, stick them on your mirror, in your bathroom, when you're brushing your teeth. These are the things that you're going to have to do daily. Daily, you're going to have to do this. And then the last step, you have to practice patience. You have to be patient with yourself. Because like I said, this isn't something you're going to get in a day or a week or a month. This is going to take time. If you've been doing for years the things that have led you down the path that you don't want to be in, it's going to take probably about the same amount of time to get you back to a point where you are okay with the person that you are. It takes time to change habits. And a lot of times, the negative psychological baggage that we carry around that's rooted in deep hurts or fears. You have to check in regularly with the journal, meditate, get spiritual, go to church, jump into a faith. I like what Les Brown says, having faith though is finding answers in the heart. You find the answers to who you are truly in the heart. And there are going to be times when you start to pick up some baggage also, because we're only human. You might find your mind going back to those thoughts or those bad habits. It's going to take time to start replacing that. And then your negative feelings, they're like weeds. there's no such thing as a weed killer. You can kind of hold them at bay. Once you start holding weeds at bay, it's a continuous thing. You have to keep doing it. You can't stop, because if you stop, the weeds will come back with a vengeance. Same thing with your mind. Once you start replaying that tape or rewriting the negative tape and replacing it with positive affirmations, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep doing it, because the negative things will come back automatically. If you're not filling yourself up with positive, the negative will just naturally take over. Naturally. So yeah, we are in possession of infinite possibilities, no matter what baggage that you have. These five steps can kind of set you up to learn how to control them, learn how to keep them back, and learn how to set yourself up for future positive movement, because that's the idea. That's the whole idea behind this post, is to help you. Because I know I deal with it too. And every day, it's a struggle. It's a fight. It's a fight to keep positivity going. And the reason that is because we're born into a world where we're told more about our shortcomings than the way that we can fly. We are told more about the things that we can't do than the things that we should be striving to do. And I'm not saying simply when you tell your kids you can be anything. No. You have to lead your kids by example. I was a kid. We were all kids. We had our parents tell us something, but we didn't pay attention to what they told us, right? We paid attention to how they acted or what they did. Just like the stuff that I picked up from my father. I mean, he didn't say anything about not doing this or doing this, period. He didn't say anything about that. But subconsciously, I picked it up. We're born into that world, or this world. So yeah, very easy to allow negative baggage and emotional hindrances to take over in our lives, because this is the world we were born into. You always have to fight it with positivity. Reading books, listening to positive podcasts, watching positive people on YouTube. Don't pay attention to the news. The news will have you mad as I don't know what every day. But that's about your circle. That's about getting surrounded with positivity. That's a whole nother podcast right there. You are going to need some help. It's going to take daily, maybe hourly work on yourself, but you have to be willing to put the work in on yourself. You can do it. We can all do it. We all have this power in us. So I'm going to leave it there. One more thing. Let me go over just the steps really fast. So step one is going to be write an honest list of thoughts and beliefs and behaviors that weigh you down. Second step is going to be reflect on each item and identify where that came from. Third step is going to be find something positive that you can glean from that negative experience. The fourth step is to start to replay that tape in your head by creating positive affirmations that'll help you change and help keep these negative thoughts at bay. And then step five, you got to be patient with yourself, because it's going to take time. You will falter. It's not going to be something that you're going to pick up and say, hey, I got it instantly. It's going to take time. So be patient with yourself and recognize when you do fall short, because we all do that. So that is it. I will end it there. Special announcement time. I actually have a sponsor. This podcast is now sponsored by Organifi. If you've never heard of Organifi, it is a superfood supplement. It's a powder that you mix with water. You could take it with you on the go. If you're feeling like you haven't been getting all your nutrients and all your vitamins that you should, the Organifi and their green juice, their most popular product. They also have the red juice or the gold. They've got protein. I mean, they've got all kinds of products. Go to OrganifiShop.com. That's OrganifiShop.com. And pick up something from their extensive list of amazing products. Their store has all kinds of products. They got bottles where you can, like the mixing bottles, like the mixing workout bottles. You can choose from whatever juice that you want. You've got superfoods and the green juice. You've got like fat melting and skin firming superfoods and the red juice. And the gold is all of your pain soothing herbs, antioxidants, nutrients, all in one delicious soothing golden milk. So check out OrganifiShop.com. When you get to checkout, use the code DECORCY15. That's just my name. DECORCY15. You'll get 15% off on your order. So yeah, y'all go check it out. If I'm able to leave a link in the description of this podcast, I will do it. All you have to do then is remember the code DECORCY15 and you get 15% off. It's a great deal. Go check them out. OrganifiShop.com. OrganifiShop. Use the promo code DECORCY15 at checkout. So having said that, thank you very much for joining this episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. And I also invite you to join us on our Facebook page. All you have to do is search for Uplifting Words. You'll see the logo, which is like the silhouette of a man reaching towards the sun, with a beautiful blue background. Leave us a comment there or here. You can leave a voice message here if you want to get in on the conversation. But if you're having issues with like emotional baggage and you found a way that works for you, that you can beat it or that you can get by it, please leave a message in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. So with that, thank you very much for joining me, and I will see you in the next episode.